323-0579, in re marriage of Kathy Bremer, appellant, and James Bremer, appellee.
Mr. Kennan, you may proceed.
Thank you. As you know, this case is about a series of interrelated court rulings that I contend are errors in the application of existing law. The net effect of those rulings will result in my client, who has never had her 2004 maintenance award ever modified, that she will only be receiving $120 a month in arrearage payments, plus her Social Security disability payments. So that is the principal issue that goes on in this case.
Counsel, she's receiving $725, correct?
No, that's not correct. That's what the judge McGimpsey indicates in his judgment. She was awarded $605 as maintenance and $120 as arrearage. But because of the retroactive termination of the maintenance, the only thing she's going to be receiving is the $120 for the arrearage plus her Social Security case disability.
Okay, that's not my understanding or of the record, but I thought they did terminate, but she will be receiving payments towards the arrearage, and that payment amount was increased basically to a total amount of $725, which would be the original amount and add the $120 in. That's how I believe it's the only logical way the court got to that number of $725 per month.
I respectfully disagree, because it's clear that the only thing that the court was referring to is the arrearage payments. And the arrearage payments is only $120. And because the judge said $725, I maintain that is not a correct answer.
All right. I'm just reading line 3 of the judgment of dissolution of marriage, but go on.
I don't have the judgment in front of me, so I'm not sure what it says off the top of my head.
How much was the arrearage, Mr. Kennan?
Oh, that depends on when you calculate the arrearage. Now, Judge Alvarado indicated that the arrearage should begin from January of 2008 through September of 2021, when Judge Alvarado indicated that James should begin making his maintenance payments of $605 plus the $120 arrearage. However, which Judge McGimpsey and Judge Setson ruling indicates that the arrearage maintenance terminated in July of 2019. Therefore, it seems to me that there's an inconsistency in when the maintenance actually terminated, because there's a difference between Judge McGimpsey and Setson versus Judge Alvarado's ruling.
So when did Mr. Bremer cease making the payments under the separation agreement?
We contend that he didn't make any maintenance payments after September of 2004.
Okay.
There's an issue. Go ahead.
Is that because it was not done through the court? Payments? Didn't your client testify that there were payments that were made otherwise?
Well, a couple comments. First off, my client, and before I was even involved with the case, she testified in 3 different court cases. I think 2 were in Kane and 1 was may have been in DuPage, where she consistently stated that the maintenance began, she had not received any maintenance payments since September of 2004. And she testified to that in the current case also. So regarding, there's an issue that the court said that based on Bremer's reasonable belief that he didn't owe any more maintenance. He terminated it. He stopped making any payments after May 7th, 2004 court ruling. That court ruling did not terminate his maintenance whatsoever. It did merely dismissed the party's respective dissolution petitions. And also, let's see, additionally, as I think I indicated in the brief, that when you calculate the amount of arrearage that would be applicable, if we began from 2008, according to Judge Alvarado, my client and I contend it begins in September of 2004, but using Judge Alvarado's amount, the arrearage amounts to something like $99,585. And paying that off at the rate of $120 a month would indicate that it would take 65, almost 66 years to pay that arrearage. Again, if the arrearage begins from September of 2004, the dollar amount jumps up to $123,000. And the arithmetic would result in, it would take Mr. Bremer something like 87 and a half years to pay off that arrearage.
Okay.
Exclusive of any interest.
Okay. So you're claiming that's an error made by the trial court. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's our standard of review over that claimed error?
Oh, well, I think that there's it is contrary to the evidence presented. In other words, got the rules.
Oh. Manifest weight.
Yeah, thank you, Your Honor. Against the manifest weight of the evidence.
What's against the manifest weight of the evidence? The payment plan or the amount of arrearage?
I think the amount of arrearage is against the manifest weight of the evidence. The payment plan, at least as I believe it states, that that Mr. Bremer is only required to pay the $120 a month towards his arrearage payment.
So you don't disagree with that then, right?
That he has to pay $120 a month for his arrearage? Well, I think, as I also indicate, I think it was an abuse of the court's discretion.
Well, isn't that a standard of review?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the standard of review on the plan, you maintain that it was an abuse of the court's discretion to make it that amount.
I think it was an abuse of the court's discretion to limit his arrearage payment to $120 a month when it would take something like 65 plus years in order to pay off that arrearage.
Okay.
Mr. Keaton, I have a question. Just assume for a moment that the party's final judgment ordered James to pay $725 per month to satisfy the arrearage. Assume that that is the amount, and it's not the 120. Do you still are you still making the same argument that that number is an abuse of discretion or against manifest weight?
Yes, I would still maintain that. Of course, I don't have any. I didn't do any arithmetic on that type of a calculation, but again, it does not include any statutory interest, and there's no statutory interest calculated in that. So, taking all the years in question, the same answer is going to be that she's never going to get all of her arrearage payments.
So what is the relief you're asking for?
Actually, I stated in my summary, relief to reverse and remand the case back to the trial court for the issues raised therein.
Well, what would satisfy that? I mean, yeah, remand back to the court, but for what?
Well, for example, for one of the things is I think we filed them. The enrollment petition in 2018 asking for a modification of a maintenance that ultimately was denied. Therefore, for maintenance, if she is entitled to a modification in 2018, that affects all of the numbers going forward. I maintain that the court relied on Mr. James' belief that he didn't owe any marriage, excuse me, didn't owe any maintenance. And I not only do I believe that's against the manifest weight of the evidence, but it also indicates that I don't think Mr. Bremer was being entirely honest in his testimony. And again, that may go to one part. I know that he testified that he made all, since he got terminated from employment in September 2004, he made all of his payments directly to Kathy. However, upon direct examination by his counsel, he testified that he didn't deliver any payments to Kathy, nor did he mail them to Kathy, because he did not know her address. Again, to me, that contradicts his prior testimony, almost indicating that the counsel, it contradicts his prior testimony, which goes to his credibility.
The trial court presumably found him credible.
Yes, she did, and I addressed that in the brief. And I recognize that the standard is we look to what the trial court says, and unless something says opposite, you always assume that everything that the trial court says is correct. I understand that. Am I correct that I'm still in the green arrow?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
okay.
are.
Okay. I lost my train of thought, but if you want to ask again, because I lost my train of thought of what I was trying to get at. Oh, well, I lost my train of thought.
Was that my question?
Yes,
I lost mine too.
Okay.
I think it was just, I think you were talking about the fact that the trial judge did make decisions on credibility of
right.
Mr.
Based on his testimony that he believed that the 2007 court ruling that dismissed their cross petitions for dissolution of marriage terminated his maintenance obligations, and he didn't have to make any payments after that particular ruling in May of 2007. And I find that relying upon his belief that a court order that did not terminate his maintenance obligation was somehow evidence that he had a good faith belief for not paying any more maintenance. I just don't find that that argument to be factually correct or any basis in the statute or law for that.
Well, let me go back, if you would, to the amount of arrearage. Wasn't that arrearage calculated from that 07? Time
from January 2008 to 2021, there was no arrearage dollar amount stated. So therefore, in the brief, I calculated it and indicated that's when I came up with at $120 a month, it'd take 65 years to pay. And again, if it's from September of 2004, the dollar amount gets much greater, 85 years at $120 a month.
So we have one issue I think you hit upon, is that the court did not find his belief that the dismissal of the cross petitions for divorce terminated his obligation to pay was not contumacious.
Basically, Judge Alvarado indicated that based on his good faith belief, therefore it was not contumacious or compelling cause.
But then the amount of arrearage was set from that date, right?
And that's when Judge Alvarado indicated that the $120 arrearage payment.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Your time is up. I think the red light just, and I asked a question when your time was up, but thank you for answering it.
Could you indulge me?
Are there any further questions from the court?
I would like to indulge 45 seconds or less.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll give you time to do it. I just wanted to know if there's other questions from the court before you you give your summary.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Any further? No. Okay. Okay. Yes, please conclude and give us a summary. That would be fine.
Okay. On May 19th, my client sent me an email. My five-day notice is up Tuesday. I sold my car to junkyard. I also have to find an low-income lawyer because I have nothing else to do. On August 15th, she writes, Jim pays me on the 26th. He hasn't. I expected it today. I've had $0 for 4 days, haven't eaten, dreamed about it, and I owe the hotel $900. And in essence, I think those emails, I know, are not legal arguments, I recognize. But on the other hand, I think they summarize what I believe I indicate in my summary. I listed, I think, 9 or 10 issues in my summary where I consider the court made errors in the application of existing law. And again, I think each one of those rulings are wrong, and that's why I stayed in my conclusion for a reverse and remand on all of the issues set forth in the appeal.
Thank you, Mr. Kennan. No further questions?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Kennan, this matter will be taken under advisement by the court. A written disposition shall issue.